Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. All right, so I always do the pendings in the first week, year-to-date and pendings. I've been doing pendings since I started the program, but just 14 weeks ago, I decided to track the median price on the pendings. And this week, we have 59 listings in escrow. And the median price for those 59 listings is $1.9 million. Now, looking back on the last 14 weeks, we had numbers in this. Well, you know, almost 10 weeks ago, we had 59 listings in escrow. So the numbers bounced a little. It went up. It went up to 76, 72, in the 60s. But then 61, the last 4 or 5 weeks, have been 63, 61, 59, 62, 59. But the median price at $1.9 million, the median price has kind of been going down. About 14 or 15 weeks ago, the median price for the listings that were pending, it was $3.1 million. And for 3 weeks in a row, it was about $3 million. And then $2.5 million, then back up to $2.9 million. Then it's been over $2 million for the last 8 weeks. But the last 3 weeks, it dropped below $2 million. $1.9 million and a quarter, $1.9 million 60. And now this past week, $1.9 million, 59 listings in escrow. So, as my father used to say, if spring is here, can winter be far behind? So, does this mean that the median price year to date, currently at $2.270 million, should it go down? And it should. I'm not a predictor, but based on what's in escrow, that's what it looks like. Okay, we got that out of the way. 59 listings in escrow. Last year at this time was 54. The year before that, 53. And skipping, well, 2021 was the unicorn year. 145 listings in escrow on the 28th week of the year. But the fact is, 2020 even beat it. 197 listings in escrow in 2020 on the 28th week of the year. And the last 3 years, it's in the 50s, number of listings in escrow. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay. Median price, we did that. Oh, you know, I mentioned in the first segment about a house that sold and then came back on and came back on for less money. There was another house that I showed other buyers in July 2023. It was listed for $9,995,000. And we all loved the house. It was like, it was more of a work of art. Piece of architecture, just extraordinary. Great land, distant views, a lot of land, but just wasn't right for my buyers. It didn't have the great room for the pool table. It just didn't have enough. Had a small little guest house, which was nice, but it was just so perfect, but it was just not big enough. And this is an unusual story. It started July 12th, 2022, at $14.9 million. And then the following July, I showed it, and it was $9,995,000. And on the same list date of July 12th, it sold July 12th, 2024, for $8,006,250. Now, I would say this is a rarity. That's why it caught my attention. You generally don't see that. But sometimes in the high end, you're more likely to find it. But that was... it was just such a specialized house. It didn't have a deep pool of buyers, but it was a lovely house. I would buy it. I'd love to live there. Okay, we got it done. We're going to take a break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.